91X News.
It's 6 degrees and mainly sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. Bevel announced the arrival of a new hockey team last month. However, the public won't get to know the details of the deal that which brought the Senators here. QNET News reporter James Gaughan has more.
Last night, City Council voted 7-2 that it would not release all the details of the deal between the Senators and the City. Councillor Kelly McCaw proposed the motion. She says the public has a right to know what's in the deal.
We are accountable to the taxpayers, and it's like if I go and purchase something, I want to know where my money's going.
Councillor Jack Miller voted against releasing the information. He says doing so would break a non-disclosure agreement the city has with a third party.
If we go against that we could be facing a significant legal rebuke and possibly even a lawsuit.
Mayor Tasso Christopher says information will be released to the public when it is possible, but wouldn't go into specific dates. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
Police aren't commenting on a possible motive after a registered nurse was charged in the deaths of 8 elderly nursing home patients in southwestern Ontario. Police say 49-year-old Elizabeth Wetlaufer of Woodstock appeared in court this morning on 8 counts of first-degree murder. They say the deaths occurred between 2007 and 2014 and that all the victims, aged 75 to 96, were administered a drug that they are not identifying. 7 residents died at a nursing home in Woodstock, while the 8th took place at a facility in London. City councillors in St. Catharines have agreed to ask the Ontario College of Veterinarians to improve the penalties handed out to vets who mistreat animals. The vote last night follows a controversial penalty given to a St. Catharines vet who was caught on videotape hitting and choking animals in his care. The college suspended Mahavir Riki for 10 months, and that could be reduced if he takes some additional training. Council unanimously agreed to ask the college to fully cooperate with an ongoing investigation by the Lincoln County Humane Society and to consider ways to improve and strengthen the disciplinary process for veterinarians. Prominent experts say Quebec's carbon market, which Ontario is set to join, has so far not had the desired outcome. Pierre-Oliver Pinou of HEC Montreal says the carbon market has had zero effect on the habits of Quebecers. And University of Ottawa professor Jean-Thomas Bernard says the market doesn't seem to be restrictive enough. However, Quebec Environment Minister David Hertel says the money collected thus far from the carbon market is allowing the province to make a difference and cities and cites recent electric vehicle sales in Quebec. City councillors in the southwestern Ontario community have passed a bylaw aimed at ending sign pollution. It bans temporary signs that are not on business property. This move follows complaints from residents who see the off-site portable signs as an eyesore and a distraction for drivers. The bylaw goes into effect January 1st, and businesses who do not comply could face fines. That's QNET News on 91X to 102. In sports, the Lancers basketball teams are back in action. The season kicked off on Saturday with both the men's and women's teams being defeated by the Centennial Colts. The Lady Lancers take on the St. Lawrence Vikings tonight in Kingston. Game time is 6 p.m. at St. Lawrence College. The Wellington Dukes beat the Cobourg Cougars 2-1 last night in a close game. They face the Trenton Golden Hawks Friday night at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens Arena. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby could make his season debut Tuesday night against Florida. Crosby hasn't played since sustaining a concussion in practice earlier this month. He returned to practice on Monday and participated in Pittsburgh's game day skate on Tuesday morning. Coach Mike Sullivan said it's likely that Crosby will play. Crosby described himself as a game-time decision. The Penguins are off to a 3-2-1 start with Crosby out of the lineup. Defenseman Chris Letang skated with the team on Tuesday but wore a non-contact jersey and will miss his third straight game with an undisclosed injury. The World Series kicks off this evening in Cleveland. The American League champion Indians are playing host to the National League champion Cubs in the first two games of the series. On the mound tonight will be Corey Kluber for Cleveland against John Lester. The Chicago Cubs are adding slugger Kyle Schwarber to their World Series roster. He could serve as a designated hitter tonight in tonight's opener against Cleveland. Schwarber was sidelined after tearing 2 knee ligaments in April. Cleveland is adding right-hander Denny Salazar to its roster. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. A mix of sun and cloud today with some wind and a high of 8. Cloudy tonight with a low of -4, mainly sunny tomorrow with a high of 6. At 104, it's 6 degrees and mainly sunny. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 3 o'clock.